Nothing?
How much more confident are you throwing deep now with Jeremy Mack out there?
Yeah, you know, I feel good. I feel really good. Not just because of him, but I think all the guys. It was a point of emphasis for us all offseason. We've worked hard on it, QBs and wideouts included. Worked really hard on it, and I do feel good with where we're at. You know, just a matter of, you know, kind of continuing that. It's kind of one of those things that you're just you just always got to work at it. You always got to stay on it. I think the moment you're feeling good, I mean, you just kind of one of those things you got to practice all the time, rep all the time. And it's hard, though. Guys are tired. They don't want to, you know. I want to run them all the time after practice, things like that. But you got to keep doing it. Yep.
What kind of confidence level do you have with him now? You feel like a legit receiver.
Yeah, I mean, I felt pretty comfortable from the jump with Jeremy. You know, and really for him and me, it's just a matter of, I think, it's even a play-by-play scenario, you know. There's certainly some things that, you know, he does out there that are I feel – you know, game ready with, and then obviously there's things we continually work on and new things that we're putting in that, you know, you maybe you need a little more rep on or we're talking through, you know, so really it's almost a play-by-play basis.
Yeah. Alex, Coach Doug Peterson talked about Chris Connolly giving him some mental rest, but he missed quite a few practices.
Yeah.
From a timing point of view from a quarterback, I mean, how fast do you think you'll be able to get that back with him?
Yeah, I mean, not just a timing thing. I think, you know, Chris is a really smart kid. And it's one thing to be able to know what you're doing on standing on the sidelines or know what you're doing in the film room. It's another thing stepping in the huddle, walking up and knowing versus all the different kind of leverages, all the looks, all those little things, you know, releases. There's a lot that goes in and out there. Those guys have to know the intricacies of running the route. That's not just a line on a paper, so to speak. So those are the kind of the things I think that you need, you know, in this times four is getting out there and certainly, you know, hope to get him healthy, obviously, and get him back out.
How confident you're going to be able to click with him based on what you saw from OTAs?
Yeah, you know, like I said, I felt like he got great work in the OTAs. I thought really did a lot of very good things. No matter just kind of getting him back out and getting going and rebuilding off that. And like I said, a lot of guys, it's you know, it's a scheme by scheme, play by play deal. You know, some things are, you know, make sense to guys and are easier to read than others. And it's just you know, a matter of kind of working through all that. Well, he's certainly a, you know, a proven guy that for the rest of those guys to look up to, and I think Jeremy does such a great job of kind of leading, being that example. You know, I think you see all the things he does before and after practice, not just on the field, but keeping his body right, making sure that he's able to practice every single day. You see all those little things, and I think for guys that are younger, maybe unproven, he's an example here, a guy that's been doing it in the league and been doing it really well. You know, and it's not by accident, you know, here maybe some of the things why. You know, and then certainly, obviously, I think just from a pure craft perspective, yeah, I mean, route running is a very unique craft, you know, and those guys talk through it all the time. Those receivers are always talking through all their different looks and hand placements and foot placements and steps, and, you know, they're very precise with a lot of that stuff. So, you know, he certainly is a guy that I think they bounce a lot of things off of. Yeah, yeah.
How can you tell? What kinds of things do you look at to gauge progress?
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, the hard thing is because we're installing our whole offense, and, you know, our defense does run everything, and I think that's one of the great things going against them. But certainly there's some things that we have in that day and we have to get repped that we probably wouldn't run against our defense if we were playing them. But nonetheless, we've got to get them repped. And so, you know, sometimes those days are a little more of a struggle. And it can be frustrating. I think you kind of have to understand that, though, as a quarterback, you know, that we're getting this stuff repped. And we probably, if we were going into a game against our defense, wouldn't have it in. But we need to get it, you know, get it repped. And then some days that, yeah, there's obviously stuff that fits what we're doing and fits against our defense. And I think those are the days, obviously, you see us, you know, doing better. But, yeah, every day there's ups and downs and such a fine line, you know, back and forth. And I think the nice thing is, though, like I said, our defense does so much. You know, volume-wise, they really there's not many defenses that we don't get work on.
Yeah. They're not supposed to touch you, tackle you.
Say, yeah, yeah.
Of course, every once in a while something flies out. But what do you get from that? What can you feel from? Does it just help you with dealing with the pocket and sometimes the stuff that happens in the pocket and just reaction quickly? And
yeah, I mean. when you have the pads on, you do get a little more pocket work because the D-line and O-line are going so hard, and you do get kind of more game-like situations as far as push in the pocket and little movements. And, you know, sometimes you got to throw off your back foot and you got to do some of those things, even though they aren't, you know, always what you're looking for. But it just happens in games. Certainly, like I said, you know, we have the jerseys on, and you don't get that getting hit and throwing. You know, we just don't get that until the games, and that's a little bit what preseason's for, and early on, and you just got to get your mind right for it because it is hard to simulate. You know, there is a little something that's standing in there and getting hit while you throw.
For the high school team that was out here today, what do you wish someone had told you at 17 years old?
I think just, you know, for all high school kids, I mean, it's the time of your life. Just kind of enjoy it, you know, enjoy the process, enjoy your teammates. Something you'll never forget. I think all of us here, I think, you know, even playing at this level, high school's still special to us. You know, playing under the lights and that time in your life is very unique. And, you know, I think just kind of stay in that moment. You know, don't get too far ahead of yourself. Don't look too far down the road. Don't be thinking about too much. Just enjoy being at school and being a student athlete and, you know, your teammates.
You like high school better than college?
I like them all. Yeah, but certainly high school's pretty special. I think that time in your life is kind of, you know, kids kind of becoming, you know, young men, you know, and football is such a great arena to do it in. You depend on each other so much and have to lean on each other so much and hold each other accountable. So I really think it's great for that.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you.